Here, Holy Mishnayis Oilis, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishneches, Hechodus Shebabayis, if there's a hole, let's say in the house, a hole in the ground, a dus, that's like a cistern in the house, or menorah b'saycha, you have a menorah candle inside it. V'ha perach shalom, now the flowers that stick out from the menorah itself, where part of the ornaments there, is yaitse, comes out on top of, out of the hadus, out of the hole in the ground. They have like a big basket put on top of the dus that covers up the menorah. So it's like this. And this basket now is not makabel tumah. Shem tinotol ha-menorah u'kvisho emedes al-pi ha-dus. That even if you take away the menorah, still the kvisho will be able to stand on top of the dus. Because the ground like is holding it up, even though the menorah is there. But even without the menorah, also will be able to stand up. If so, the shalaris of this basket protect the tumah from the house, to come inside the dus, or to metama the menorah inside it. So it's a machlokes. Beishamai says, Hechodus tor. What's inside, the dus itself remains tor. There's like a covering on top of it, so no tumah comes in. Or menorah tumei, only the menorah itself is tumei, since the perach, since the flowers of it are sticking out, only that's mekabel tumah, but not the rest of the dus. Or Beisil says, no, af ha menorah tor, even the menorah is tor. Right now, since there is a kvisha, a basket on top of it, so that stops the tumah from coming even onto the menorah. But on Noidim, they both agree, B'Sinu B'Shamai, Shem Tinotel HaMenorah, let's say the kvisha is on top, that it's being hung up, it's but keeping it up, is the menorah. So they both agree that if you take away the menorah, or kvisha nefelis, and then the basket would fall down, I call tumah, everybody agrees, and everything would be tumah. The menorah would become tumah, and everything was inside the dus. Because the kvisha, the top piece, is only nismach on the menorah, which the menorah itself is called the kli, which could be the kabel tumah. Therefore, the top piece is not matzah, and not tumah, therefore we consider it as if all the tumah goes inside the dus. Mishnah Tes. What's going to be kelim shebein sifsei kvisha? Let's say you have kelim that are in between the rim of this basket, sifsei kvisha, lebein sifsei chodus, in between the rim, of the hole in the ground, the cistern. So you have kelim in between. There's not that this kvisha, the basket, is on top of the dus, but it's on the side of the dus. And there are kelim in between both of them. So afilu anatoyim, even the kelim that go all the way down the muttermost depth, still they all remain tor. Of course, it's not considered like it's tumune in bekarkoil hameis, but rather there's nothing to be metamer, therefore it remains tor. What's going to be tumah shom? Let's say there's tumah there in bitoich hadus. Let's say there's tumah there inside the dus, inside this ditch. Habayis tumah. Then the bayis does become tumah. Because the bayis, the tumah eventually will go out through the house. Therefore, seifel lotzes, we consider the bayis to be tumah now. Tumah b'bayis, let's say the tumah is inside the house. Then kelim she b'kosle hachadus. The kelim that are on the walls of this hole, depends. Im yesh bim koyim tefach ha-tefach ha-rum tefach. If it's a square tefach by tefach over there, then toirim. That's a mokum at smatzel them. The tumah does not come in. V'im lav, if it's smaller than that, then tumah, and then the tumah comes in. Whereas if it's an oil tefach by tefach, it's called an oil b'fnei atzmai. And that's chesu b'fnei atumah. But if it's not that wide, it's not called a chetziv, it doesn't stop the tumah from coming in. V'im hoye kostlai hechadus rechov mishobais. Let's say the walls of this hole was wider than the house itself. So benkach term, in both cases it's tor. And the reason is, since the walls of the dus is wider than the house, so it's nicker that it's called a hole by itself. It's not called part of the karka habayis. But since it's nicker, you can tell clearly it's a place by itself. Therefore, the tomb of the habayis does not come into this mukam. That mukam remains tor. Perek Shnei Masa, Mishnalef, Neser, a big board, Shu Nosa Na Pitan HaChodesh, that was put across a new oven that was not baked yet, and it's a Kli Cheres, so really it's not called a finished Kli, it's not Makabel Tumah, this Tanur. Now, V'yodif, the board, this Neser, a piece of wood, that was put along on top of it, V'yodif Mikol Tzodot, it extended, it's wider, this board, wider than the Tanur itself, and on both ends it sticks out, the Pasef Tefach, more than the Tefach on each side. So let's say Tumah Tachta, let's say there's a Gezayas Menemeis, underneath his board, the part that sticks out further than the tanner. So kelim shagav eftorim, any kli that's on top of the board remains tor, because the kli is called a chatzitz, it stops the tumor from coming up. Same thing, the opposite way, say tumagav, the tumor is on top of it. Kelim shetakto eftorim, the kelim underneath it remains tor. For the same reason, because this board is called a chatzitz, it stops the tumor from coming down. But what's going to be now? Uvayoshin, let's say this tanner was an old tanner that was used already, since it has a shame kli, then the tumah goes along this board and goes inside the tanner, even though kli cheres is not makabel tumah from the outside, only from the inside, so you have to say the tumah comes inside also. The Biyachin and Benuri Mitari holds know that this called like a board is called on top of the kli, so the tumah does not come in, so the kli still remains tor. What's going to be Nosan Api Shnei Tanurim? Let's say this board is across two ovens. So then Tumah, the name of the Tumah is in between the two ovens. Heim Tameim, they remain Tamei. If Yechle Manuri Mitar, no, he also remains Tor. So Tanakama holds that both Tanurim become Tamei. And for sure, if there's a Kli underneath, it also becomes Tamei. And the board on top also becomes Tamei. So if Yechle Manuri holds Mitar, no, Sturim, Kishtas operation we had before, he holds us called Mechitzitza. Does not let the tumah come inside the kli. The Mishnah base, Sarida Shinasun Apiatana. A Sarida is a type of an areva that's made out of earthenware. Areva means a bowl that you knead the dough in. Or else some say it's like a type of a net, that this is put Apiatana on top of the oven. Mukav Tsumaposa, that mama seals tight, it's tight around the oven, just sticks out on both sides of the oven. So this tumah taktav, if tumah is underneath what sticks out from the oven underneath this sridah, or yagamar else is on top of this sridah, so kol tumah goes up and goes down, this is not called chetzis b'fnei tumah. What's going to be kineged avirah shel tanur? Let's say the tumah is on top or on bottom of the tanur itself, then tor, that since this tanur is now covered up with the mukav tzomet posel sealed tight, so that's called the chetzis, it stops the tumah from going through, therefore it's tor. What's going to be tumah kineged avira shel tanur? So then kineged ad rakiya tameh. If the tumah is on top of the tanur, then the tumah shoots up. Nechami downwards is called the chatzis. It stops, but the tumah shoots up, goes upwards. Ad rakiya tameh. Mishnah Gimel. Nesa shunos napi tanur yoshin. You have a board that was put over the top of an oven, an old oven. Now Yotze Mizeh Mizeh Tefach goes over on both sides of the Tanner or Tefach. Avloim Minat Stodim of the other two sides, it does not stick out at all. So Lochus Tumah Bitzad Zev, you have the Tumah on the one side of the Neser. So Kelim Shebitzad Hashem Eterim, the Kelim underneath the other side is Tor. In other words, called the Chatzitza, the Tumah does not go through the oil. Reb Yotze Mitam Reb Yotze Yotze, no, it's called the board, the Neser on top is like an oil. And therefore the Tumah is on the one side of it. So then the kelim on the other side do become tamei. Habitach, just like a windowsill, the board that comes out from a window, is ain maybe it's a tumah, that does not bring tumah. It's not called an oil. Hoyu boy ziz, let's say it has something projecting over there, like a board sticking out. We have lezerim also ain maybe it's tumah, does not bring tumah. We have Yeshua, Yeshua says no, it depends. If Yeshua ain there, royiness of a tach kilu ain, we look as if the sill, the windowsill is not there. The Yaziz Elyon, and therefore the top board that's going over it, maybe it's a tumor. We look as if that top board is considered an oil, therefore that would bring the tumor across. Mishnah Dalit. Sandal Shalarisa Shepsoche Betechabais. The Mishnah Dalit. Sandal Shalarisa. If you have like on the bottom of the legs of a crib, you make like a sandal, like a shoe there, that's made out of metal. Linoy to make it look nice. Shep chosoy b'teicha bayis. The opening of it is nikri. You can see it inside the house. Sim yesh per pesach tefach. The opening is a tefach wide. Ha kol tamei. Everything becomes tamei. Because the tumah comes in through this opening. V'im lav of the opening is not a tefach wide. Meinim boy kederach shemayin b'meis. We have to count it the same way we counted by a mace. They will look as if the sandal itself. That's like in the oil mace. That becomes avi avayisat tumah. And that makes the bed itself into an abatumma. And then it's matam, and they're both tamei shiva. Then the other kelim is like a rishon l'tumma. Mishnah hei. Kuras abayis, if you have the beams of sticking out from the house, that while Leroy's the attic upstairs, Shana Leia Mazeva, they have no like tip, no their roof on top of it. Then the Chabonas, they're one on top of another. So Tuma Takasakas and Tuma's underneath one of them, Takhta Tommy underneath the beer remains Tommy. They now Takhtunnel in between the bottom and the top one, they name Tommy, in between is Tommy. Agabel Yun, if the Tuma's on top of the top one, then connect the other Rakia Tommy between that and the top, until Rakia, till the Shemaim is Tommy. Hoyo Hel Yoinois, Tibena Takhtunis, the top one is like the middle ones. Tuma Takasakas men, Takas Kulun Tommy, Agabem, Tuma's on top of them. Connect the other Rakia Tummy. Between thee and the Rakia is Tummy. That's called like the Tumma goes straight up. The Mishnah Vav. Kaira, you have this beam. She Nisun and the Kaisa is put to go straight across from one wall to another wall. The Tumma Tachta and the Tumma is underneath it. Sim Yesh Pepesech Tefach. If the Kaira itself is wider Tefach, that's called like an oil. Therefore, maybe it's a Tumma. Takas Kula, even though the only one side is under the mace. Anything underneath the whole kura becomes tamei. It's like an oil. The imlav, let's say that the kura is not wide at tefach, then tumma v'kasvel, tumma goes up. V'kasvel does go straight down, it's not called an oil. Kamiye b'kefei, let's say it's a round beam. How much does the circumference have to be for yeb v'sef tefach, that the width of it will be a tefach wide? Bizman shiagula, if it's round, hekefei shtosh tefachim. If the circumference goes around three tefachim, then we say the width of it is a tefach. Bizman shimim rubas, if it's a square, abo, the circumference has to be four tefachim. Shamaruba, yeser alaga revi, because a square is more than a circle, one quarter more. The Mishnah Zayin. Amud, that's a block of wood, which is round. Shumut liavur, it's hanging above the ground in the air. So, in Yeshba Kefi Yesam Verbo Tvochim, if the circumference around it is 24 Tvochim, then maybe it's a Tumor Takas Daphne. Then it brings down Tumor down the side of it. But this is the shear to make it into an oil, and therefore, since it's called an oil, maybe it's a Tumor Takas Daphne, it brings the Tumor down the side of it. The Imlava is not that wide, then Tumor is not called an oil, therefore, Tumor Vakas, the Tumor goes up and goes down, but goes up, Vakas, you're ready to break through and goes down. Mishnah Ches, Kizayis Menemes Mudbat Liyaskufa. We have a Kizayis Menemes that's attached to the side of the Yaskufa, to the threshold. So Rabbi Elazar Metamas Abash, Rabbi Elazar Zolbayt becomes Tami. If Yishur Metano, the Bash remains Tor. Hoyenos and Takas, the Yaskufa was put underneath the threshing hold. A Yidu and Mechta Mechza spends 50-50. Mudbat Lamashkuf, it was attached to the Mashkuf, the lentil, the top of the doorpost. Then Habay is Tami. Rabbi Yosi Mitar Bais is still the bias is still tor because it's still called outside the bias. Rabbi Nosa Mitar Bais says because Zayis when the mace was put inside the house, Hanagei b'mashkuf tom whoever touches the mashkuf the lentil underneath the doorpost is tamei. Hanagei b'skupa somebody touches the threshold, so Rabbi Leza Mitar Bais also becomes tamei. Rabbi Shua Meshua says mitafach l'matan tor mitafach underneath it's tor. Mitafach l'malan tamei from tafach above. You remain till you become Tomei. And if it touches the outer side, so it depends if it's higher than a tefach or less than a tefach off the ground. Yeah, Perek Shloishosa. Mishnalef, Hoise Mor Batchila. If somebody makes a new opening in a wall, like to let in some light, so Shirei Molim Makadea Godol Shalishva. The sheer how big this hole has to be. Like a large drill, which was kept in the lishkan in the, one of the chambers in the Beis Hamikdash. Shiurei Hamor, what's the minimum size of a little opening? Shiurei Hamor, Rum Etzpoyim Aroichev HaGoydel. That's two etzpas of the width of a goydel of the thumb. I mean, if there was an opening there already and something happened, got closed up, and now there's still left over a little bit, which is this side, which is this shear of two fingers high by one thumb, so that's enough that Tumma still could come in. Now, Elohein Shioriyama, what's called left over from an opening, Chaloin, there was a window there, Shesosma, that became closed later, Leispikul Gomer, didn't finish completely covering it up, Rescharu Mayim Oshrotzim, means there was a flow, an opening of water, Oshrotzim, and now got covered up with Shrotzim, Oishachalto malachas. His yirum oliagraph. Here the size is a fist thing. In other words, shachalto malachas also means like some dirt corrosion came on it, on the side of it. So started clogging it up a little bit. Choshevol of latashmi. He started to use it to use. Then shiru pasef tefil. The shiru is an opening of tefil to go through. Lemor for light. Shiru molam akadeach. Hasrigos vihar fofois. Mistarfos kamolam akadeach. There's grating and lattice work that covers a window. These holes are also included together to make up the minimum size of a hole made by a drill. Kedibri Beshamai is the word of Beshamai. Beshila Mesila says that Sheva Mokka Mechamov Dechnoras me in one place the size that a hole a drill will make. Lovi Atuma to bring in the Tumma, Loisi is the Tumma, to take out the Tumma. Kavishimna Meshimun says Lovi Atuma to bring in the Tumma, Havloisi is the Tumma, Pasef Tefa, take out the Tumma, Smith of Pasef, the opening of a Tefach. Chaloin Shuli Avir, if you have a hole which is made to let air come in, so Shira Molamakdech, again, the opening of this hole has to be big enough to let the Tumma come in, how much is made for a drill. Bona Bias, if somebody build a house, Chutzalo, outside, Shira Pasef Tefach, the opening, this Shira is opening of Pasef Tefach, the size of a Tefach. Nosa Nesa Tikra, let's say he put the roof, the Tikra, the beams on the top, the yems in the middle of Chaloin, Satach to Masef Tefach, the bottom of it, Masef Tefach, opening of a Tefach. The value in the top part of it, Mulem Mekadech, the size of a drill, how much will go through. Mishne Gimel, Hachur Shabadela Shira Maliagraf. The hole in the door, the size to make the Tumma come in, is bigger than the size of a fist. Divu Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Tafanem of Masef Tefach has to be opening the size of a Tefach. Shira Bo, the leftover of it, Hechorosh Milamaton, Ay Milamalon. Means the carpet, the leftover small hole on the bottom or on top. Hanifo v'loy merko. He like closed it a little bit, but not completely tight. Oishapachsus or ruach or else the wind opened it up. Shira molegra. The shira has to still be the size of a fist. That's what keeps it, lets the shira, the tumah, come in. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'isa mokim lakona. Someone made like a hole in the wall or a corner for a reed, for a rod to go through. Uli asaf, there also a type of a staff to go through, or a nair, or for a lamp. Shoshira koshu, no matter how small of a hole it is, it's a double choshev to let the tumah come through. Kedibri Beshan, these are words of Beshamai. Beisimla Mesulu says, no, it has to be the size of a tefach. Lozun es enov, if he made a hole in the wall, let's say, to be able to look through, his eyes could see through. Ladavim chavar to talk with his friend. Ulatashmish, rose to be able to hand things through, then the shear has to be Pasef Tefach, has to be the size of a Tefach wide, otherwise it's not Choshev at all. Yeah, Mishnah Hay. Elu Mamaritim is a Tefach. Let's say you have an opening, a Tefach by a Tefach, that should let the Tumma go through. Now, if you put certain things there, it takes away from this size, and now the Tumma cannot go through. So, Pochus Mekazayas Bosev, less than Mekazayas of a Mace. Mamayit stops the Tumma from going through. Ayidei Roiva Tumas, if in the house you have a Roiva of a Kav of a Tzomis, that makes the Tumma go, usually go through. Here, if you stuck, clogged up that shear with a piece of meat, less than a Gezayis, it's Mamayit, the Tumma does not go through. Reosu Pochus Mietzim Keser, if you have less than the bone, the size of a barley, since that's not Matava by itself, Mamayit takes away from the Tumma Mayit. Ayidei Gezayis Bosser. Well, then, just like a Gezayis Bosser takes away, this also takes it away. Pochus Mietzim Keser, less than a Gezayis from the Mace. Pochus Mikazas from an Avela, less than Kazas from an Avela is Mamayit. Pochus Mikadosh from an Asherit, less than the size of a lentil from a Sherit, which is the size of Tumah for Sherits. Pochus Mikabet Saichlim, less than a Beitzim egg size of food. Hatfua Shebechalim, if you have Tfua wheat in the window. Vekachai Shiesh Bomamish. Some say Vekachai, that's like the Mayach, the inside of a reed. She has some substance to it. Yos Venivlas Oif Torah. The carcass of a oif, a dead oif that was torn. Shlechish Shabalei didn't have any mind to use it. Venivles or hatome shchish Shabalei, or else nevela of an oif tome that died, that you had a mind to use it. Lachila, shchish Shabalei, v'lo yechshiru, it didn't become kosher though, let chabotumma. Or yechshiru, or else it was royal chabotumma. Water went on it. V'lechish Shabalei, one machshir v'lehem, all these things a mamaya takes away from the size of the Pesach Tefach, that the Tumma does not go through. Now the Mishnah Bov says, Eilu Lidzer Nosein Shein Mamayatum does not take away from the shear. It does not stop the tumah from going through. Eino Etzem Mamayat Ayad Watzomis. A bone cannot stop the tumah. A bone that's Pachos Mikseras, that's Munach on a window, does not stop the tumah from going through. Ulay Bosor Yade Bosor. Not meat if inside the house is a Kazayas of a mace that brings the tumah to go through, so the Kazayas of the Bosor on the window would not stop it. Like Kazayas of a mace, like Kazayas of a nevela. Not a Kazayas of a mace, like Kazayas of a nevela, like Chadosha, not the size of a lentil, min Hasheres, where these things all brings the tumah, therefore it's not master, it does not stop the tumah. For like Kibetzer, not the size of a Beitzer food. For like Tfuah Shebechalon, is not wheat that was by the window. For like Kachai, and not this inside of the reed, Shein B'Mamash has no substance to it. For like Nivla Saifatom, not in the veil of a knife Torah, Shechisha blood, Yaramoyin to eat it. For like Nivla Saifatom, not in the veil of the dead carcass of a knife, a bird that was Tomei, Shechisha Balaam, Yaramoyin to eat it. For like and also water went on top of it. For like Yashasi B'Erev, Amnugoyim, not from the weaving, the strings that go up and the strings that go across, but that has a Tumas Neger on it. For Loy Leveno, mi base of pras, and not a brick that came out of the base of pras, that's a suffix of a mace was buried there or not. All these things are not mamayit. Divrei, because they have a din tumor on them themselves, therefore it's not mamayit the tumor. This is Divrei, Rebbe Yitzchak Wadzer Rebbe Meir. For Chom and Chom to say, ha Leveno, metes mefnei shafor tor. Now a brick is takes away the tumor, because its dirt is tor. This is the klal. Hatumamayit is something that's Torah, not makabel, does not tumah by itself. That stops the tumah. That could be chaytzeis. The atom is something that's tumah. Ain't the mamayit that cannot stop the tumah from coming through. Here, perak yudalid. Haziz, that's something that's a projecting coming out of the wall. So maybe it's a tumah. It could be like an oil that brings tumah down. Kol shun, no matter how wide it is. Hagizro, we'll soon see. That's also a pointed projection, and it's rounded. Piha givlis, and a rounded also projection, is pasach tefah. These two things have to be wider tefach to be an oil to bring the tumah down. Now, what's called the ziz, a projection that has the size of anything, that shepon of lamata, if its face is facing towards downwards. Piha gizra, that needs a tefach. Sheponeh lamal, it's facing upwards. What was it says, haziz, maybe it's tumah koshum, that this projection from the wall brings tumah no matter how wide it is. That's bezishu gevor min ha-pesach shloshem. Shloshem nidbochim. Three like nidbochim, that means the three courses. Shein shnei mosa tefach, together the 12 tefachim. Yes, mikanam, it's more than this, then maybe it's a tumah pesach tefach. Then it brings a tumah if it's wider tefach. Ho ha-torois v'ya pisuchim, mevin it's a tumah pesach tefach. A Torah starts like sills or ledges also projecting. Via pisusim, that's also engravings, that brings the tumor if it's wider tefach. And these last two things are made lenoy for beauty, therefore that's a locha pesach tefach. Mishnah Beis, ziz shagavia pesach, again, a projection from the wall that's on top of the door. Maybe it's a tumor brings the tumor, but pesach tefach, at least it's wider tefach. Shall Gabi Chalon, the projection is coming out from top of a window, then Rumetz Bayim, it has to be two fingers. Shall Gabi Maloy Magdea Kolshu, or above an opening of a large hole made by a drill, or else Shall Gabi means Maloy Magdea Kolshu, no matter how small the hole was. The B.I.C.M. in Melur Voice says no, that its size is same as the opening. So again, so if this ziz comes out from top of a drill hole, then kosher, no matter how big it is, it's maybe a tumor. It has to be the same size as the opening, that's how big it has to be, the ziz, this projection. Mishnah Gimel. Kono shagabi pesach. If you have a rod that goes over a doorway, afilu gavoye mei, even if it's 100 amis at all, maybe it's a tumor, still brings a tumor kolshu. No matter how small it is, it can bring the tumor. Dibur Rebbe Yishu, these are the words of Rebbe Yishu. V'yechlem e'nuri yaymer, al-yachmor zemen aziz. No, it can't be more stricter than the locha, than the door, a projection from the door. In other words, if it's kevoye yoysim, shnei mosa tfochim, from the Pesach, does not bring the tumor, ele b'paseach tefach. Mishnah Dalet, ziz, this projecting, this beam that's coming out of the wall, Shusayde this kol abayis. It goes around the whole house. V'yoichel ba pesach shalosh etzbois. And it overlaps like the doorway three etzbois. So then it looks like this. Tumah abayis, so tumah is inside the house. Then kelim shetachta, the kelim that's underneath it. Tumah and become tumah. Tumah tachta, the tumah is underneath it. We have less than metamah severs. If less holds, the bayis becomes tumah. If you shoot matar, you should know it's Torah. The same thing, same thing if you have a courtyard which is surrounded by a porch, would have the same halacha. Mishnah Hey, Shnei Zizin Ze Agav Ze. In the case of two door, Shnei Zizin, you have two projections like, which is Ze Agav Ze, one on top of another. V'yesh B'masech Tefach, and there's a distance of a Tefach, each one's wider Tefach. In between them is also Pesach Tefach. It's in between one rod and the next rod is also a Tefach, which is like 4 inches, let's say. So then Tumah Tachta, the Tumah is underneath them, so Tachtem Tumah, underneath them remains Tomei. But Beneihem Tachtem Tomei. Beneihem, let's say the Tumah is in between them, then Beneihem Tomei. Let's say Agabem Tumah is on top of them. Then connect the other Rekia Tomei, what's above it up until the Shemaim, the Rekia is Tomei. Ho Yel Yer, and that's to the top one, Oidef Al Tachtem is wider than the bottom one, Pesach Tefach more than a Tefach. So then Tumah Tachtem, the Tumah is underneath them, Ein Oid B'nei are in between them. So then Tachtem B'nei and Tomei both remains Tomei, what's underneath it and in between them is also Tomei. Al Gabem, the Tumah is on top of them, connect the other Rekia Tomei between it and the Rekia is Tomei. Let's say the top one, the top rod, was less than a tefach. It was wider the top one than the bottom one. Then Tumah Tachtem, the Tumah underneath them, Tachtem B'neihem Tomei. What's underneath and in between them is Tomei. B'neihem, in between them, Tachas HaMoiser, or what's underneath, the what projection comes out. So Reb Lezayim, Tachtem B'neihem Tomei. What's underneath them, in between them is Tomei. If you want to know, Beneihem, what's in between them, the Tachas HaMoiser, what's underneath, the one that sticks out further, is Tamei. The Tachtayim Torb, what's underneath it altogether, the space remaining that remains Tor. Mishnah Vov, Yesh Ben Pasech Tefach. In the case, let's say, this projection is Yesh Ben Pasech Tefach, it's wider Tefach. But V'yein B'nei Pasech Tefach. Again, we have two of them, and in between one and the other is not Lazasta Tefach. So then Tumah Tachtem, the Tumah is underneath both of them, so then only Tachtem Tomei, underneath it is Tomei. But Beneihem or Agabeihem, or else it's in between them on top of them, so then Kineg the Madi Rekia Tomei, what's exactly above it up until the Shemayim, remains Tomei. Mishnah Zayin, Eim Ben Pasech Tefach. Let's say in a case where this rod that comes out of the wall is not a Pasech Tefach. It's not water tefach. So then yesh, but bain weather. She yesh b'nei pesach, in between one and the other is a pesach tefach. Bain weather, shein b'nei pesach, is not a pesach tefach in between both of them. So then tumah tachtem, tumah is underneath them. So b'nei moyagabeim tumah, what's in between them, on top of them, remains tumah. Boikas, so then it's like this. Tumah tachtem, so b'nei moyagabeim, tumah b'kas v'lo. Because it doesn't make a difference, the tumah goes shoots all the way up, whereas the tumah is because your reddish shoots all the way down. Again, the same thing, shtei yirias. If you have two yirias, shein gvayis menorah paseach tefach, that's above the ground of paseach tefach. Yeah, perek tes vov. Sogois ovo, you have a thick garment that you put, let's say there was a split in the roof, and you want to put a thick garment there, a garment to cover it up, the koifes ova, or a thick wooden block you put there, same with the tumah. That prevents, the tumah does not come through. Unless it's above the ground, the size of a tefach. Let's say if the garments were folded above each other against the split, they were covered, folded over one on the other, then it also does not bring the tumah through. Unless the top one is one tefach off the ground. Tavloy shaitz, if there was a board of wood there, zu agab yizu, one above the other, and the vistum does not bring the tumah. Achatari Hel Yerin until the top one, Gavoyim Nos, is above the ground, Pesach Tefach, Lisa Tefach. Fiyamhoye Shoshas, that's what it's made out of marble, Tumma Bekasvel, Tumma goes upwards, Bekasvel Redes, the Tumma goes downwards. Mishte Beis, Tavlo Yishalates, if you have a wooden board, Shein Noigos, Zu Bezu, Bekarasayim, that the corners are touching one another, then Gavoyim Nos, Pesach Tefach, it's Lisa Tefach above the ground. So that's called like an oil. Therefore, Tumma Tachas Achas and the Tumma is underneath one of them. Sanageya Bashniya, someone touches the second one, is also Tumma. It's like one big oil. Tumma Shiva, you tumma for 7 days, you become like an Abba Tumma. Kelim Shatakas are Rishayna, the Kelim underneath the first beam, Timayim. The Shatakas Shniya, what's underneath the second one, is Torim. It remains Torah. Since for Kelim, you have to make Abba Tumma for an Abba Tumma, the second one is not called an Abba Tumma anymore. Kelim and now still became tummy, because it's like both wounded house. Kelim shebechotzut, it lets the kelim on the outside, divided off part. And yeshem pesach tefach is a pesach tefach over there. Tumeim v'yimlav, then they remain tor. Mishnehei chatzotzoy me'artzoy. If a partition was made over the floor, chatzotzoy me'artzoy, made the partition over the floor. So tumma bechotzitz, if the tumma is in the underneath the partition, so kelim shabayis tameim, the kelim inside the house become tamei. Tumma bechotzitz, if the tumma is inside the house, that's the ikur. Then kelim shabechotzitz, the kelim are in the portioned off place. In yesh bimkayim tefach, it is in that place. Tefach tefach, a tefach by a tefach, a room tefach of like a square tefach. Term that remains Torah. If you love then term they will also become Tumei. And love Tumei and the Tumma goes there also. Sha'artzo Shabayis, like the floor of the house, Kamo is like the house itself, Ad HaToim, go all the way down to the Toim, that not Matar, it remains Tumei. Mishneh Vov. Bayis Shumoli Tevin, you have a room that's full up with straw. V'yein bin Ela bin Akers Pasech Tefach. It's so hard to the top that there's not even a space of a tefach between the roof and the beams. So then, kelim sheknegre tzia, the kelim that are near the exit, near the tzia, today they become tamei. Tumma bachutz, let's say tumma's on the outside, then kelim shevifnim, the kelim that are inside else, in the yesh b'mkoyim a tefach a tefach, in that place there's a portion. A tefach by a tefach, a room, the height of a tefach, also then tarim. It's like a mokum by itself is on the kabatoma. If you love if not, tamei will remain tamei. If yesh bein tefach, like kerus pesach tefach, if between the straw and the beams there was the opening of a tefach, space there, then benkach a benkach tameim. Then the tumma goes in and it becomes tamei no matter what. Mishneh Zayin. Bayis shemilu ofroi tzroiris. A house that was filled up with dirt or with pebbles, ubitloy, and you had asked to leave it there. V'chein kri shaltfur, else you have a heap of grain, or gal shaltroris, or a pile of pebbles, afilu tegal shalochen, even like the piles of ochen, afilu tumma b'katsara kelim, tumma's in the side of the kelim, tumma b'kas v'yilu, b'kas v'yilu, tumma goes up and tumma goes straight down, there's nothing to stop the tumma. Mishnah Ches. Chatzar HaKever, that's like the courtyard to the outside of a grave, like by a cemetery. Haimed B'toich, if somebody stands inside this chatzar, this like four-sided place, so Tor, you remain Tor. Hachei B'abo Amos, unless there's at least four Amos there, Kedibu B'Shamai, that's words of B'Shamai. B'Silu M'Silu says, Abo Tfochim, it's four Tfochim wide, then you become Tamei. Koiro Shasua Goyla Lekever. Let's say you have a curry of a beam that would use as a cover for the kever, for the coffin. Bein oimedes, bein mutas, either whether it's standing up or it's leaning on the side. Ein tum, it's not tum, el kenegat pesach, only opposite the opening of the coffin. Also, roishoy goyla lekever, let's say it made the top, one end is used to close up the coffin is ain tumme el arba tfochim. It's only tumme just four tfochim near it. Uvezman shuvosed logud, but where eventually you'll be cut off, then yevudoyim mekulam chibur. The whole thing is called a chibur, and the whole thing is a tummy. Mishnah Tes, chavishim loy mashkin. You have a basket, a barrel full of liquid. Term that liquid store will make for some apostle seal tight. For your saw girl, you made this whole basket now to be a cover for the coffin. So negeya bo ever touches it, taka tummy. Too much shim because tummy for 7 days. For a chavis a mashkin term, but the chavis itself, that remains tor. For hema shasu girl, let's say use an animal to be the covering for a coffin. Hanegeya bo tummy to mashkin. If you touch it, you become tummy for 7 days. Where Meir Moya says, Kol shesh b'ruach chayim enim atam b'mishgoylo. As it has ruach chayim on it, it doesn't become tomei, yishum a girl, it's not called the top of a tomb. Mishnah Yud, Hanegeya b'meisa, somebody touches the meisa, dead person. Hanegeya b'keil, whoever touches his utensils. Hamayla l'meisa, whoever goes over the oil of a meis. Hanegeya b'keil, whoever touches the keil, whoever become tomei. Temeyim, Mala l'meisa, whoever is over a meis. Umar al Kalim is over the Kalim. Hanegeya ben Meis, whoever touches the Meis, Umar al Kalim, whoever goes over the Kalim, is Terim. If you just touch your Meis, so you become like a Rishon of Tumah, then you don't have Tumas oil. Umar, then you go over Kalim, is Terim. If Yesh b'yod v'sef tefach tameim, if your hand is wide at tefach, it becomes Tumah, it makes like an oil. Shnei botim of two houses, overhand kishnei chatzoy zaysim, in between them, there are like two pieces of a chatzi zayis of a mace, half of a kazayis of a mace. So poshet eshtay yod of len, you put your two hands into it. And miyesh b'yod v'sef, your hands is water tefach, maybe it's tumah, then it brings the tumah. If you love it, it's not water tefach, and maybe it does not bring the tumah, and maybe it's a tumah. Yeah, perek tezayin, mishnah aleph. Kol ha-metaltel, any type of a movable object, mevin es a tumah, could be like considered like an oil that brings tumah, as long as it's thick as the handle of a plow. Omer Tafran Tafran says no. Akapech es bonai, like the Lashon Hagi says, sure it's wrong, as if to say that he will bury his child, shezu halacha mekufachas. This halacha should be destroyed. It's a wrong halacha. It should be fought. Sheshama shmei, because the person heard it, v'toy, and he made a mistake what he heard. But halacha was he heard like this. Sheikur, that's a person that works. A plowman, a person that's plowing the fields, oivres walking, v'amadeyak seif, and he has this stick, this stick handle on his shoulders. V'heil, sidu yechad al kever, one side of the stick went over the coffin, the kever, v'timu mishum kelim, the people said that the other side of it, it becomes tamei, mishum kelim hamahilim ala meis, it's a kli that was over the meis. So they made a mistake in this. Was really all the halacha said was that the person himself becomes tamei, but not the kelim. Omer Kiva says, "Ani askin, let me fix it up." She adiv chom kiyom, the word chom should be kiyom, should be right. She kol matatim vinis atumah al adam ha noishon kubi amadeya. True, any person that carries this stick, if it's wide, if it's a thickness of a madeya, then the halacha is you become tamei. The alatz, yeah. But the kli itself becomes tamei, no matter how small it is. But to be mild upon other people, another kelim, then only for self tefach, only it's a wide tefach. It's not like this. If you're holding this beam, this long wood, so it's like this. If the beam is wide tefach, then it's a regular oil. So one side of it is always over a mace. Whatever is underneath, the rest of the beam becomes tamei. If it's less than a tefach, if it's kuvei hamadeya, then the law is not only does the beam become tummy, but the person that's holding it also becomes tummy. And if it's less than that, then only the beam becomes tummy, but not the Adam himself. The Mishnah Beis Ketzer, how are the examples of this? Kush, that's like a spindle, with the needle used for weaving with. Shutachu b'kaifel, it was stuck into the wall. Kechati zayis mitachtov, and there's a half of a zayis of let's say, of a mace underneath it, or kechatzi zayis me'agavim, and half of a mace is on top of it. Safa pi shenuchli, even though shenuchavon, but not exactly one on top of the other, still tummy, still the mace, so this kli becomes tummy. Nimsa, maybe it's a tumul yatza b'choshu. This kli itself brings tumma to itself, no matter how small it is. Hakadur, that's a potter, person that makes pots. Shuaiva that was walking, v'hasoil al ksefoy, and he was carrying a pole on his shoulders. V'hegul tzili achas al kevim, one side of it went over the coffin. So hakevim shebasad hasheni torim, the kevim on the second side remains torim. V'myesh pasal, but if over this carrying pole, v'myesh pasal, pasef tefach, was wide a tefach, then tmei, and then some regular oil, anything underneath it becomes tamei. Ha-telulios, those are mounds, a little hill on the ground. Ha-telulios, sakrevos, that's close to the city. So, vainly, a builder was close to a city, close to a road. Echad chadosh, whether it's a new hill, the echad yishos, whether it's an old one, tmeios, because you have to be afraid maybe somebody buried something there, and therefore that hill has oil on it, it's tamei. Let's say this hill goes far away. So it depends. Chadosh is if it's a new one, Torah remains Torah. The Yishanis, if it's an old one, then Tumei is to become Tumei. Aizi Kroiva, what's called the Kroiva? Chamishim Amah, 50 Amas near the city, near the road. The Yishanah, what's called old? Shishim Shana, 60 years. Tivra Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The Yudah Rabbi Yudah says, Kroiva means Shem Kroiva Meir, and nothing else closer to it than the city. It's the first one closer to the city. The Yishanah, what does old mean? Shem Adam Zerichah, nobody remembers when it was first made. That's called old. The Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitzi meis patchila. Someone that says plowing his field, and all of a sudden he comes and sees the mace is in the field, a dead body, a dead corpse is in the body. Patchila means he doesn't know who put it there. So Mushkav Kedaki is lying down in a regular manner. So Noitlo, you let her take him away, you let her move him away. Yes, Fusosai. You have to take with it all the dirt around him, with the soil which is around him. Motzishnem, let's say you find two bodies there. Noitlin also, you could take to move them away from your property. V'yestfusosan, with the ground that's around him. Motzishleishu, you found three mason buried there. In yesh ben zulazu, v'arba amas v'atshmeina. If in between one and the other, there's four amas, teid amas. K'molim mito v'kavre, the size of a mito of the coffin and the people that bury it. As a razor shchunas kavaras. We say there already, that's called like a graveyard. That's called the shchuna that they're supposed to be buried there. And therefore, boidik mimenu, you have to check out from there, or lahalan further, esfim am, another 20 amas, you have to be cheshish, maybe there are more mason there. Motzu echad, the safe esfim, you found the mace at the end of 20 amas. So again, boidik mimenu, lahalan, esfim, you have to check out again another 20 amas. Shreglaran madav, because a little bit evidence over here. Sheilu metchila motzu, not love yes fuzasayim. As if it would have been the first one you found, like I said before, you let her remove it with the dirt right underneath it. But here it's a little bit to say, like it's a basic forest here already. Therefore, you have to keep on checking out further and further, and also, you can't take it, you can't move it away. Now, Mishnah Gimel HaBoidik, someone is checking out the ground to see if there are more mason buried there or not. So, Boidik Amolam, you have to check out one square Amma. Or Maniach Amlin, leave over an Amma, and then you go weiter, Achu Magila Sela, until you come to a cellar means hard stuff that you know for sure nothing was dug underneath it. Or a cellar means a rock. Oilab Sula, or else you come to like hard ground that was never touched yet, unbroken ground, so you know nobody's buried there. Ha moitzi es ofa mimkoim tuma. Let's see, you take away dirt from a place where there was a mace there already. Ha moitzi es ofa mimkoim tuma. Oichel vidima. Because if he's a coin, he's allowed to eat from his shumaisov. Plus, like the machal attack, he's still allowed to eat his truma over there. But, hamafakech the gal, where somebody's cleaning out, the gal means there was a stone there. There was like a stone over a mace, and you're cleaning away the runes. So then, ain't no echo, but then you're not allowed to eat anymore the truma. Because then we have to be afraid you touch the mace, you become tummy. Mishnei, how you avoid it? Because somebody was like, digging down and examining. Vigil and Nachan, he reached to a stream. Or a pond, or a derech rabim, a public road. So master, he stops, he doesn't have to go forward and search any further. So you have a field where many men has been killed there. So malaket etzem, and you let to collect the bones one by one. For yalkol tor, and the rest of the field remains tor. Hamafana kivroi mitochstei, if somebody cleans away from his field the grave. So again, Malachi, that's a mess. We let it take away bone by bone. The Al-Kotor, the rest of the field remains Torah. Bor shematil metoychoi nefolim, a ditch that they throw inside there, nefol, neboshin, or a room of people that were killed. The Malachi Netz Mesem again, you're allowed to collect bone by bone, we are called Torah, everything else remains Torah. If Shimon Shimon says, if Shimon Eimer, a meskino, if it was prepared, likpar betchila, to use it to bury people there, yesh le tvusa. Then there's a locha that the ground around it also has locha like the mace, that's tam. Yesh le tvusa means there's a gribbing. So if you have to take it away, you have to take it away with the dirt around the mason. Here, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Somebody plows up a grave. It makes the field around it, call it a grave field, that Midrabbanan has a din tumor on it. At Kamoi, so how long around it is the field that has this din sofik tumor? Molei mana, complete like furrow, a length, one row of growing of tfua, which is Mayam, 100 amis. Base aboyim so, which 100 square amis, which is base aboy so, that you could plant 4 saws of seeds. Seeds could be planted in this field. Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, base chomish. Now 5 saws of field of seeds could be filled there, could be planted there. Now, b'moirud, that if the field is going like downwards on the descent, uvamala, but if it's going upwards, then noisin roivar kashinon al berech hamachrisha. Roivar means a quarter of a kav of kashinon, this type of seeds, al berech hamachrisha, on the knee of the plow. Ad mokam shitzmechu, until the place where it will grow, shloisha kashinon zu b'tzadzu, the three kashinim type of vegetable will grow one next to another. Ad shom oise base pras, up until here it makes a suffered base pras. The Yosef Rosi says, b'moirid v'loy b'malo, only land going downwards and not land going upward. There's no din base pras if the land goes upwards. Mishnah base, v'yecherish v'tiach v'seli, was plowing up a grave, and the plow came upon a rock. Oy begir, that came near a fence. Oy shenir hamachrisha, roshe shook off the plow. So ad shomu oise beis pras, only up until there is a suffix beis pras, but from there onwards we know not, for since the ground is so hard, for sure there was not a maze buried there. Rebbe Lezer of Lezer says, beis pras oise beis pras. One beis pras can make another beis pras. One grave field can make another one. Another suffix is a suffix even the field next to it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Kate said, how do we know the difference? Chorash chatzi man, if he plowed a half of a row, then he plowed the other half. Same thing on the sides. This makes a base of pras. Chorash moliman, if he plowed a length of a row, then he goes and plants it over again, v'lachus, on the outside of it, is ain't always a base of pras. Then it does not make the ground around it to be considered a suffix base of pras, that the din of a suffix tumor. The Mishnah Gimel, ha-chorish militomia, somebody plows, militomia means like full of bones, mitzvira su'asamas, from chips of bones, misoda sh'ovet akeber, from a field that a keber, the coffin was lost there, the teich was inside it, else you find inside of the grave. So, hachoris eshein eshaloi. If somebody plows part of it that's not his, not belong to him, v'chein oivicham rosh of a goy shechorash the plows. Ain't the way so it's a base of pras. Then you do not make it into a suffix. Maybe they'll feel there's tumor on it. Shein base of pras lekusim. There's no din base of pras if the field belongs to kusim, to a goy. Mishnah Dalet. Sedei base of pras agabe torah. If there's a grave area and a higher level next to it, that's clean. So short for Gushama Besa Praslato, let's say there was an overflow of water, the rainwater, that washed down the dirt from the Besa Pras, from the southern its Tamei, onto the field its Torah. Afilu Aduma, even if it's red soil, Vilbinu, and it made the other one white, or Lavon, it also was white, Vedimu made into red. And this is a base of pras. Even though you know for sure the ground came down into the other ones, still does not make it to base of pras. Mishnah Hay. Soda Shenevet Keva B'Tzaycha. If you have a field that there was a grave that was lost in it, you don't know where it is. Ovona Bobayas Vali, and you build an upper room above it, Agabav, Hemoise pischol al holiya. If the opening was on the upper place, mechuvin kineged pischol shabayis, as opened it, the opening upstairs the same way the opening to the house. Saliyah Torah. Still the upstairs remains Torah. If you love, if it's not, then aliyah to me, the upstairs remains tummy. Alpha Besa Pras, the dirt from the field, it's a Besa Pras. V'yafa Chutzlorot, so it's the dirt that comes from outside Eretz Yisrael. She, V'yafa Chutzlorot, She Bo B'yorek, that's coming with the vegetables. If Mistorfin, it comes together. K'chais Ma'matzafim. They have enough of it, they can make a seal for a packing bag, so that's enough to give it a din to a Madivri Ablezer. Has to be in one place enough of the chesim to make this packing bag a seal for it. Amr of Yuda, Maisi once happened, show ye Igorois, the boys from Dinas Yom, the letter came from Dinas Yom, Levnei Kangdom to Kahanim Gedolim, Voyubo, the hem that was inside it, Kisuch Sasayim Chesomas, was inside it a saw or two saws of seals. Not afraid, maybe it's tuma. It didn't have enough of a shear to make a din tuma. Here, Perak Yudches. Ketzad boitzrim beis apras. How can grapes be gathered in a grape field? Ketzad boitzrim is gathering the grapes. So, mazin aluodom, the men and the utensils. First, you have to sprinkle on them. As if you want to make it petiris. So, mazin aluodom, you have to be mazin aluodom, alkeim on the kelim. Fishain them and do it over again. O boitzrin, and then you could boitzrin gather the grapes together, or matzi and take it outside, chutzabes, pass outside the base of pras. Kacherim other people, mekavim, should accept from them, molichim, agas, and they bring it into the wine press. Im nogawed lebenu tamim, if one touches the other, becomes tamim, the kudibur beslag besilu. Bishami says, no, eiches es amagul. Bishami says, you grasp hold of the sickle of the knife like, the sieve. With the reed, the sieve, with the palm tree like, boitzer bitzur, or you cut it with bitzur, with like tsuris pebbles, and you put it into the basket, or melech lagas, and you bring it to the wine press. Rabbi Yossi Reisi says, Rabbi Yossi, we met the Rambam as he said, the kerem in a vineyard. Hanasa beis pras was made near the grain field. Avla noit the beis pras, but if you plant in the beis pras itself, yimkol hashuk, then the best thing is to be sold in the marketplace, but not to be made into wine. Yemishne beis shleisha beis pras is said there are three different kinds of a grain field. Hacherish asakebri, if you plow up a grave, nitas koneta, then the field may be planted with any kind of a tree. V'yeinim nizras kol zera, but you're not supposed to plant it like a vegetable. Chutz mizera nixer, less a vegetable that's cut down by cutting. V'yimakoren, if you plucked it up, then tzeiver es groinai. Then you must heap up his threshing floor, besoich inside it. V'koivroi b'shtei kvaris, supposed to sift it with two different types of sifts. Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chom v'chom say hatfua b'shtei kvaris. The Chum said that tfuah, that means the grain, should be sifted out with two types of sifts. The akitni is the beans, b'sholosh kvaros, in three type of sifts. The seraph as kasha have to burn the straw. The asaitza and its wood. The metama b'magva master has tumma now by touching and by carrying it. But the ayin metama b'yol has no tumma oil, just being in the same tent. Mishnah Gimel. Soda shenevat kevav v'toicha. If you have a field that was lost in a grave, means we don't know where the mace was buried there. So nizras kozer, in such a field, you're allowed to plant any type of seed, but v'ein nita konet, you can't plant any type of a tree. V'ein mekiyom belonis, you're not allowed to keep any trees there. Chutz milan tzruk, unless a tree that gives no fruits. Shein loy seperis. On the time of a magav masa, we all have tumas magav masa and tumas oil also. Mishnah dalet. Sedei boichim, a field that people cry there, means to say, on the way to the Besak forest, used to have a place where people used to cry for the mason there. So loini tarsh now with a plant there, loini zras. You can't plant or sow anything there. The afofra Torah, and its dirt is torah. The yesim and atanum, but you let him make a tanner, you let him make ovens from it. La kodesh, even to use it for kachim. Umaydim beishamay beisila beishamay. So both agree. Shabaitkin, you have to check it out. Li yesim pesach. People are going to make korban pesach. They just have to check out. We are in baitkin truma. We have to examine the place if you want any truma. Well, the nozik is something a nozik. No one didn't come tell me. Just have to check it out. Or you just have to check it out for nozik. Beishamay beishamay says no baitkin. You have to check out. Well, beisila leimim ain't big enough to check out. Kaitzu the baitkin. How do you check it out? Maybe yourself, you have to bring some dirt there, that you could move it, and put it into a sieve, that its holes are very small, and I sift it out. If you find inside of the bone from a mace, even a small size of a barley, then it's tummy. How do we make this grain field to become tor? So you have to take out of it the depth of three tzvachim, or or else put new ground on top of it, three tzvachim. Took away one part of it. They took half of it, three tzvachim. So on the other half of the field, you put an extra three tzvachim on top of it of ground, acher, shloshet tzvachim is Torah, then it's Torah. So what are we afraid about? Maybe there's some bones there, you may move it. But since you remove the top three tvachim and put new three tvachim of ground, we're not afraid to come to move it. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu not even a tefach umachza, even to take away from it a tefach umachza. For nos and they put on top of it tefach umachza. Mimak umachza. Other places also Torah." Now another thing is haroitz of beisa praspa. When somebody paved down his field that once had a kever there with stones. Shen Yochel Asit, you can't move the stones. It's also Torah. You covered up, even if there was bones there, you're not going to move them anymore. Rabbi Shimon says, Ah, for Isaac, Beis HaPras Torah. Shimon says, even if a grain field was completely cleared of stones, Isaac means you clean out all the stones, there also becomes Torah. Mishnah Vav, HaMahalach VeBeis HaPras HaLevon, somebody walks through a grain field over stones, Shen Yochel Asit, and they can't be moved. Al Odom, somebody walks, or is carried by a man, or by behemoths, shekoich and yofam, that they're very strong, they can hold them up. Therefore, Torah, he remains Torah, just to say he's not moving the atzomis. Al avonim shiyokon asitim, who is carried over stones, they could move them. Whereas al odim al behemoth shekoich and ra, they're not strong enough to hold them up. Then tomei, consider like he is moving it, he'll become tomei. Hamal of beratam, somebody walks. And Eretzam means Beretzamim in the land outside Eretz Yisrael, Bahorim, or in the mountains over Sloim with a lot of rocky grounds, is Tomei. If you come Tomei, that's Tumas Beretzamim. Bayom, you're going to see over Shunis, or else over a cliff, is Torah, you mean Torah. V'ezah Shunis, what's called a cliff? Kamokam Shayom Oile B'Zafai. So the waters of the sea reach in a storm. Kinanim Tumeya, a place where Goyim live, it's Tomei. Kami Yishar B'Toyecha Yitzar B'Dika, how long does a Goy live in a house? That you have to be afraid maybe there's a mace there or a nafel there. Aboyim Yom 40 days. Apo Pi Shenim Yishim, though he doesn't have a wife. Still we're afraid he has a Zoyna there, and she gave birth there, and they buried the kid there. Kimoy Evra Yishar Mishama Moisoy was watching them, and so if they didn't have to check, you have to check them out. If you have an Evra Yishar that's watching them, then if they would have buried a mace, you would have known about it. Therefore, you don't have to check it out. Mishnah Ches, Smuhein Baitkin, that is this house of a goy, what part of it do you have to check out to make sure there's no mason there? As Habibun Amukim, the deep drains there. We have Samayim Asuchim, or the dirty water there. The Shama Mishami says, Afu Ashpasais, even the place where they keep the junk there, the offer Hatichuach and the loose dirt. The Beisila Mesila says, "Kol Mokim Shachazir V'Yachud Yichem Halach." Any place that a pig or a chud, a weasel could go there, is any answer. But you have to check it out, because if it was there, they would have eaten it up already. Mishnah Tes, who it's Tavonis, that's like a porch in front of the house. Ein Be Mishum Medar Knanim. That does not belong to a place where the goyim live. You don't have to be afraid. There's a maze buried there. Shem Gamliel Leimer Ir Knanim, a city that the goyim live. shechov that came destroyed, ein bo mishum medukhnam, not to be afraid of the living of a goy to say it's tamei. Mizrach Kisron, the east of Kisron, Umar of Kisron, the west of Kisron, Kvoros, that's a place with a lot of graveyards there. Or Mizrach Akko, the east of Akko, Hoyesophic was Sophic, but the Chom said it became the Chom made a Torah. Rabbi Obeizdina Nimno Al Kaina Batiriu. Rabbi and his Beizdina decided that this place, Kaini, became a Torah. They ought to be afraid of a mace buried there. Mishnah Yud. The 10 places that you don't have to be afraid of a guy lives there to say that maybe there's a tummy there. Ole Haraboyim, the tents of an Arab, the Asukais, Stam Asuka, the watchman lives there in the fields, the Atsrifim, Stam Huts, the Harburganim, that's a little hut that the watchmen on the fields live there, the Alkitis, that's a fruit shelter, Ubeishar, that's the opening. The open shelters, the Avira, Shechotzer, or the gate, the Avira, the gate lodge by the Chotzer, the Hamerchatz, or also Merchatz, that's the bathhouse, or Makoy Machitzim, a place where there's Chitzim, where you store arrows there, or Makoy Malignus, or the place where the army men live. And these places were not afraid, even if a guy lives there, we're not afraid he'll bury us there. So therefore, these places are always Torah. All right, we'll stop here. Sliqa law, Mesechta Oilus.